Hi, guys. Here are 10 of the harshest realities about women that men learn too late. So if you get easily triggered, go ahead and click off now. And FYI, this might be a very detailed video because I want to make sure that I cover all bases. Number one, you will be used for what you lead with. As you interact with a woman, she will assess your strengths and weaknesses and determine what you have to offer along the way. It's important to be fully aware and cognizant of the fact that if you put on a strong emphasis on showcasing your wealth and status, you will be seen as a source of material benefits with little to nothing more to offer because you have set the stage for that. It's similar to a woman who dresses very provocatively, does things for attention, then presents herself as easy. She sets the stage for men to view her as nothing more than what she's showing. On the other hand, if you lead with a no-nonsense authoritative demeanor, but also someone who displays your true self, showing genuine intentions and authenticity, she will be more likely to be appreciative and value you for who you are. The key here is to be mindful of what you present and how you present it. Understand that your actions and behavior will shape how you're perceived. So don't lead with anything that won't reciprocate genuineness from her. Number two, a woman will run over you if you let her. If you don't assert your dominance and masculinity, a woman will run over you. Once a woman perceives you as weak, your attraction level greatly diminishes in her eyes. If a man is too fearful, needy, or clingy, he's naturally more cautious with women because out of fear, he doesn't want to say no to them because he feels by doing this, he will lose them. It's a very slippery slope because once you start that cycle, it's damn near impossible to break out of it. We as humans haven't evolved that much from our ancestral days when life was about survival. During those times, food was eaten only in season and people worked extremely hard, so any sort of weakness or incompetence made you a burden that threatened the survival of the rest of the group. And just like the rest of the group relied on your strength and competence for survival, so did your woman at home. So strength was and still is one of the most important attributes you can possess as a man. The weak men were left to die and the strong men were leaders of the pack. The same is still true today. So for most women, if they see you as a weak man, they will take your place in being the man because subconsciously they see it as survival, even though we're not living in those days anymore. Number three is nice guys usually do finish last. There's two main reasons that this statement is valid. The first reason is that she's not done playing the field. A major reason why nice guys finish last is because when a woman is done with her proverbial bad boy phase and the desire to be a wife and a mother start weighing heavy on her, she'll want to come back and settle down with a good man to start her life with. A nice guy is usually the last man she settles down with. The second reason is the nice guy stereotype. If you're a man who's described as sweet, sensitive, soft, or shy, the vast majority of girls won't be attracted to you. For men, being labeled with these characteristics are not desirable traits in the eyes of the majority of women. Societal norms and expectations portraying these traits as weaker or less attractive in men doesn't help any either. Because nice guys have the stigma of being boring and predictable, they are a major turnoff for the majority of women because they want to be with someone who demands respect, doesn't tolerate anything less than what he deserves, and leads without intimidation. Men who are overly focused on pleasing everyone else and constantly seeking approval are also lacking in authenticity, which comes off as insecure and inauthentic. Unfortunately, as long as passive labels are also associated with a nice guy persona, nice guys will always finish last. Number four is most women lack empathy for men. Most women find it extremely hard to be empathetic with the plight of men. This is partly due to the differences in socialization and cultural norms. Men are constantly being told to man up because emotions are weak and real men don't cry. Just as much as it has desensitized men, it has also created an emotional desensitization in the eyes of women for men. This has caused women to dislike men they view as emotional. When most women see men, they see them as impenetrable and indestructible. The fact that he's still only human with human emotions and feelings falls by the wayside and put on the back burner. Number five is most women like emotionally unavailable men. We as humans tend to want what we feel that we can't have. We want what's just out of reach for us. Most of the time, you'll find that women even themselves don't know why they're attracted to men like this. You'll hear them say things like, "I don't know, it's just something about him." This psychological phenomenon can be explained by these four factors. One, the scarcity principle. People tend to place a higher value on things that are rare or in short supply. When something is difficult to obtain or seems unobtainable, the desire for it increases. Two, the challenge factor. The challenge of pursuing something that's difficult to obtain is usually part of the appeal. The thrill of the chase and the excitement of possibly getting the one that's unavailable can make the desired outcome even more desirable. Three, the intrigue of the forbidden fruit. People are attracted to things that are off limits or prohibited. It's part of our curiosity as humans. So the idea of obtaining something that's restricted or prohibited can be intriguing and therefore increase the intrigue of it, which increases the desire for it. Four is the ego boost. The pursuit of something that's difficult to obtain can be a way of boosting someone's self-esteem and self-worth and sense of self. The pursuit of something that's difficult to obtain can be a way of boosting someone's self-esteem and self-worth. The sense of accomplishment that results from finally obtaining something that you desire causes your self-confidence to skyrocket. So those are the four reasons why women tend to like emotionally unavailable men. Reality number six is a woman will constantly test you. I have a detailed video on why women test you and how to pass them coming soon, but essentially a woman will test you for many different reasons, but the common ones are, number one is she's assessing compatibility. Women will test to determine if you're a good match for a potential partner. Number two, she's evaluating trustworthiness. Women will test men to see if they can trust them. Number three, she's measuring confidence. Women will test men to see if they are confident and self-assured. Number four, she's gauging interest. Women will test men to see if they're truly interested in them. Number five, she's determining boundaries. Women will test men to see what they're able to get away with and what you're not willing to tolerate in a relationship. Reality number seven, the main thing all women want is security. No matter the type of woman that you're dealing with, women innately want to feel secure with a man in every single facet of life, monetarily, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Yes, the world has changed and women are more independent, free-willed, and self-sufficient now more than ever. But a woman's instinctive desire to feel protected by a man hasn't gone anywhere. It's a hardwired instinct that even the most independent woman will bow to. Every single attribute a woman desires in a man, whether it be masculinity, honesty, confidence, emotional intelligence, stability, etc., will always result in one desire that she wants fulfilled, and that's the need for security. Making a woman feel secure is the key to her heart. This is why a woman will stay and even remain faithful with a man that she doesn't love or doesn't even really like, because he has been so successful at making that woman feel secure in whatever regard that might be, that when she weighs the pros and cons of the man, the benefit of the security he provides to her will win every single time. The eighth reality is a woman's physical desirability is everything to her. As I've said before, girls grow up and are thrown into a world that values them for their beauty and sexuality. Before girls are even 3 years old, our society teaches them that they're valued for their physical attractiveness. They're subconsciously and subliminally taught that being beautiful is their first and foremost important obligation. Think about how society talks to baby girls. One of the very first things that we say to a little girl is something like, "Well, aren't you pretty?" Or, "Well, look at all that beautiful hair," or, "She's so beautiful." These are the things that girls experience as a child that shapes her reality as a woman. This causes an inflated sense of self and places an extreme importance on the need of being wanted and desired. So women start leading with their sexual alter ego. They start equating their value to their sexual desirability. This also creates a very vulnerable weak spot for women when they feel their physical appearance is lacking. The ninth reality is attention is the main driving factor for most women. When a woman receives a substantial amount of attention, she feels it equates to self-worth and self-validation. If she doesn't have a strong sense of security within herself, a woman's ego is much more fragile than a man's because of the society that we live in. A woman puts the most effort into how she looks. Everything else comes second. This is why hair, nails, and makeup are multi-billion dollar industries. Women fish for attention in both covert and overt ways. This is why you have some women who will just blatantly expose themselves. Then you have others who will post the, "Oh, I'm just working out" pic. Meanwhile, she's showing her whole body in the clips on social media. Bottom line, attention is a woman's biggest currency. The 10th reality is she usually won't be able to match her sex drive. As I've said in previous videos, because of biological signaling and biomarkers, a woman has an innate resistance to want to have sex very frequently because natural selection has conditioned her mind to equate sex with pregnancy and the biological and social complications that arise from it. This is why women typically have a substantially lower sex drive than men. So you will be hard pressed to find a woman who can actually match your sex drive long term. Now, I'm not talking about the honeymoon phase when everything is new and you just want to rip each other's clothes off 24/7. Once you get more familiar with each other and the newness of the relationship has died down a little, you'll find that usually her sex drive will too. So those are the 10 harshest realities about women that men learn too late. So with that being said, until the next video, I'll see you guys later. Bye.